Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Casper Police and the Natrona County School District are investigating an email sent to a Roosevelt High School staff member Wednesday that prompted a safety concern at the school. In response to an inquiry, district spokeswoman Tanya Sutherland said no direct threat was made against students in the email and that the school and its attached school resource officer immediately began the investigation process Wednesday. It was quickly determined the safety concern identified in the email was unsubstantiated, Sutherland wrote. There was no safety concerns or threat to RHS. The email origination is currently under further investigation by NCSD Information Technology and the Casper Police Department. Dispatch records indicate that police were notified of the message at 11:50 a.m. Wednesday morning. A jury has delivered verdicts against two people accused of leading Wyoming law enforcement on a high-speed chase and shootout through downtown Cheyenne in May. A jury returned both guilty and not guilty verdicts Tuesday against driver Dominique Childers and passenger Chastity Jacobs. Both Childers and Jacobs were charged with attempted first and second degree murder and multiple other charges. Childers was found guilty of attempted second degree murder, felony property destruction, reckless endangering, and other charges. Jacobs was found guilty of accessory to attempted second degree murder and reckless endangering. A sentencing date has not yet been scheduled. Childers drove a stolen 2016 Toyota Camry over 100 miles per hour on a highway and almost 65 miles per hour through downtown, Cheyenne Police and the Wyoming Highway Patrol said. During the pursuit, there was an exchange of gunfire. Jacobs' DNA was later found on some of the guns and ammunition in his car. One man was wounded and taken to the hospital for treatment. His name or condition has not been released.
It's been said when you're driving your pickup truck in Wyoming, you feel like the quarterback leading your football team on a winning drive. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Every pickup driver holds the key to road trip success, a fastened seatbelt. Pickup trucks are twice as likely to roll over than cars in fatal crashes. Taking the time to buckle up every trip is the single most effective thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. Buckle up in your pickup, every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
A 25-year-old Akron, Ohio man is back in the Laramie County Jail after failing to appear for his sentencing. Stephon Willis and his co-defendant, Adelia Jackson, were arrested on May 11, 2018, after a Wyoming trooper stopped them for tailgating on Interstate 80 west of Cheyenne and discovered roughly 13 pounds of marijuana in their rental car. Willis pleaded guilty to felony possession of marijuana on April 18th as part of a deal with prosecutors, but failed to appear for his sentencing on August 16th, leading to a warrant issued for his arrest. Willis's failure to appear hearing is scheduled for December 26th at 9 a.m. He's facing a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Yellowstone National Park's winter season begins Sunday. Beginning at 8 a.m., visitors will be able to travel the park's interior roads on commercially guided snowmobiles and snow coaches from the north, west, and south entrances. Visitors who have proper permits can also take non-commercially guided snowmobile trips. The east entrance road over Sylvan Pass will open for over snow travel on December 22nd. The road from the park's north entrance at Gardner, Montana, through Mammoth Hot Springs to Cook City, Montana, is plowed and open to wheeled vehicle travel all year. During the winter season, Yellowstone offers a variety of activities, including ranger-led programs, cross-country skiing, and snowshoeing. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.